people on low incomes come upon a whole range of problems unknown to those who are better off. In this programme, you'll hear about just one issue that lack of money entails, the struggle to keep warm. However you measure it, fuel poverty is a particular problem in Scotland.
You buying electric tonight?
Yes.
Put £5 on the gas, please.
No problem.
So you want the £2 to come in?
For one thing, you really couldn't afford it. I mean, I was putting £10 worth of cards in some weeks and it was practically finished, you know what I mean? I was only using one fire.
I also had this electric heater as well, so I was all right that way. And I had three hot water bottles in the bed because you needed them, because it was a very cold, dark place.
I don't know what the answer is to the price of fuel. It's a hard one for people, especially in the winters. We have very, very severe winters sometimes up here, and the money's not there to pay for it.
You get off the bus at Hamilton, and you're right at the district council offices. So you get in there, you pay your poll tax, come out of there and go into Dunfermline. You pay your mortgage. Go down the street and round the corner, and that is you in to pay your electricity. Once you have done all those three things, what you have got left has got to feed you for the whole week, right? If you pay your rent, your electricity, if you don't have enough to live in, you go in and shut that door and nobody needs to know.
In Scotland, the cold is associated with the excess number of winter deaths that we have each year. And we have a higher rate of winter deaths in Scotland than the UK. For instance, if you compare it to countries like Scandinavia, the concept of excess death in winters is new to them. They don't quite know what we mean.
Jackie Carlin works in a community advice centre in Dundee. In her view, the signs of poverty are becoming more visible.
Well, I think over the last 10 years or so, like every place, the work situation has worsened. There's a lot of factories that we had here have closed down. Unemployment in itself brings the lack of the ability to do anything with your family. That people don't have the money to do anything, you know, to make their lives better. The ability to buy food, decent food, heat their properties, things like that. You know, you can see the poverty now, whereas before it was probably a bit more hidden.
Angela Yee from Age Concern Scotland details the scale of the problem.
The statistics that we have at the moment shows about 738,000 households having to spend more than 10% of their income on energy. And that's a fairly accepted definition of fuel poverty. If you have to spend more, then you're fuel poor. In those figures, 69,000 older householders, people whose houses are headed by someone over 60, have faced extreme fuel poverty. That means they would really need to spend more than 20% of their income.
Ian Traynor is an energy advisor in Dundee. He's familiar with the types of housing in the city and the problem of heating.
Well, these are traditional Scottish tenement blocks, as we call them. They're built either just at the turn of the century or just after, and it's traditional stone. The walls here are sometimes 2 to 3 feet thick, and traditionally they're quite large room in some of these blocks, so a lot of people find a problem actually heating these houses. Traditionally we find too that it's normally bottled gas where there's no certain heating, and this causes all sorts of problems, horrendous condensation, and of course it affects the health life, particularly in the winter when condensation really is excessive. And then when we turn our backs here, we look to the skyscrapers that we have in Dundee here, and when we look at this at the hill town, as the name suggests, we're sitting fairly high up from the city centre in Dundee itself, and these blocks really are prominent when you come across and see the skyline of Dundee. And again, we look at some of the problems involved. They're all electrically centrally heated, but there's very, very few people in these blocks actually use the heating. If they were to put their central heating on now, you'd be talking about £50 a month to try and keep that warm. That's only warm, that's not really a comfortable heat.